With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Supplies and emergency workers are rushing to North Carolina, while Florida digs out from Hurricane Helene's damage.
In Steinhatchee, Florida, a small river town along the state's rural Big Bend where Hurricane Helene made landfall. Janalia England turned her store into a donation center.
I've never seen so many people homeless as what I have right now.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the situation is bad and the state is sending trailers for people to live in.
You have surge that just completely wiped out some of these homes. I mean, destruction.
He also says they're helping North Carolina.
We're pushing some assets up there to be able to help folks.
Both Carolinas, Georgia and Tennessee also hit hard by the storm, which killed more than 60 people. Officials fear they may find more casualties. I'm Julie Walker.
Also in SRNNews.com, at a rally in Wisconsin, former President Trump said illegal immigrants being allowed into the U.S. are taking jobs away from American workers.
They come in illegally, they take everybody's jobs, and you don't know who you're hiring. Our country is being destroyed. This is the worst president and the worst vice president in history. And you got to get out and vote.
If roughly 45,000 longshoremen make good on their threat to strike beginning Tuesday, they could shut down 36 ports from Maine to Texas that handle about half the goods shipped into and out of the United States. A strike that lasts several weeks could force businesses to pay shippers for the delays, and some goods could arrive too late for the peak of the Christmas shopping season. Actress Dame Maggie Smith has died at the age of 89. She's known for her role as Professor McGonagall in the Harry Potter franchise and Downton Abbey. This is SRN News. Something new at the Museum of the Bible. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Some call it the greatest discovery in Christian history since the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Megiddo Mosaic is an 1,800-year-old decorated floor from a Christian worship space just south of Haifa in Israel. It includes text that refers to Jesus Christ as God and is being displayed in the United States for the first time ever at the Museum of the Bible here in Washington, D.C. Curators say the public will be able to view the mosaic from now until July of next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the House are urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can specifically be defined as a church. Liberals expressed outrage recently when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. Congress has already passed laws granting churches and conventions or associations of churches special protections. This is SRN News. The U.S. military says that it's killed several dozen terrorists in Syria.
The U.S. military announces it struck in northwestern Syria earlier in the week, targeting a senior militant from an Al-Qaeda-linked group and eight others. And earlier this month, Central Command says it conducted a large-scale airstrike on an Islamic State group training camp located in central Syria, in which 28 militants were killed, four of them described as leaders. There are approximately 900 U.S. forces in Syria, along with military contractors, who mostly focus on trying to prevent any comeback by ISIS, which swept through Iraq and Syria about a decade ago. I'm Jackie Quinn.
New film footage of JFK's motorcade in Dallas after he was shot sells for $137,500. More details at SRNNews.com.